What do the following cities have in common? Columbus, Cleveland, Dayton, Newark, Cincinnati, Sandusky, Zanesville, Toledo, Springfield, Mansfield. Those are the 10 towns that at one time or another, since 1850, have played host to the Great Ohio State Fair. And to help us look ahead to this year's version, Fair General Manager Virgil Strickler, Marketing and PR Director Alicia Schultz join us to talk about the exhibits, entertainments, ride, education, and family fun for this year's State Fair.
This is Town Hall, Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall, Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working to forge a partnership between farmers and consumers, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall, Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
One of Ohio's annual great entertainment events is just around the corner. The 2017 Ohio State Fair starts this coming Wednesday. Today we are going to preview all the fun that for many families is the highlight of the year. Our guests are Virgil Strickler, the general manager of the Ohio Expo Center and State Fair. Alicia Schultz is the PR and marketing director for the Expo Center and State Fair. Guys, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your having us.
Yeah, great to be here.
And it's going to be a great Ohio State Fair. I haven't made all of them since the 1850s, but I've been at a bunch of them. On the chance, Virgil, that folks may not have much experience coming to Columbus for the State Fair, just give folks an overview of what's going to take place over, what do we have, 11 days?
12 days.
12 days of the fair. So, for someone that's never been there, what are they going to see and do?
The way I've always told everybody that I talk to is that it's so diversified. I mean, there's more entertainment than you can shake a stick at, and you just have to walk around and you'll see everything that you don't see every day, possibly, and that's agriculture. See all the different livestock events that we have in each one of our buildings. We have all kinds of food, as I know. And I love, and then again, we do have rides and entertainment. Also, we have a lot of free entertainment when it comes to singers and so forth, bands. And then one thing that I'm very proud of is our ODNR park. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources comes in and makes such a quality park for the youth. They have kayaking lessons. They have fishing, of course. All different types of things. They built a brand new building to put BB gun shooting and archery in. And so, Joe, we have a little bit of everything. I think that we're the best when it comes to the expense of coming to the fair and being able to do so much with your family.
Absolutely. You talk about an entertainment value. Alicia, if you shop ahead, I mean, you can get a family of four in for less than $100.
Oh, definitely. You know, I mean, we have advanced sale tickets are $6 across the board, no matter what age you are. And you can get those at Kroger, AAA, O'Reilly, or even this year online for the very first time, Ticketmaster.com/Ohio State Fair. But beyond that, like you said, if you shop ahead, you can definitely get the whole family in. Kids under five get in for free. Monday, July 31st is NVC4 Family Value Day. And on that day, the ride wristbands have a buy one, get one deal. So if your kid's a little thrill seeker and wants to come in, you can buy an advanced sale wristband voucher for $20. And then when you get to the fair, you can redeem that wristband. That's a $5 savings. And a second rider can ride for free until 6 p.m. And that day, kids under 12 get in free. So, you know, I mean, that day you can ride the rides and get in all for under 50, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, I said get in for $100. You can spend the whole day. I mean, you're going to have to pay a little bit for parking.
Yep.
And you can bring food if you want.
Exactly.
Or there are food deals out there. So, yeah, it's a value. Alicia, I ran down a list of a whole bunch of towns that most folks probably didn't know any place other than Columbus had the State Fair. Just give us a little bit of history of this big event.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned that it's been in 10 different cities since 1850, and it's kind of interesting because the original fair, it was actually supposed to happen in 1849, and there was a breakout of illness, and so it had to be postponed, and the dates were actually pushed to October as the weather changed, so there wasn't as much illness. But those first several years, the fair rotated to basically bring the fair to the people because transportation was a lot more challenging in the 1850s. And then as we got to 1886, the fair came to its current home at the Ohio Expo Center. And at the time, we worked with the railroads. And we had these really cool deals with the railroads so that exhibitors could ride for a discounted rate and they could bring their exhibits onto the railroad cars for free. And so, you know, it's really interesting to look at the history and see how things have evolved and how now, you know, it's so much easier to get anywhere we want to go. But in those early years, we had to bring the fair to the people.
And Virgil, the fair, is it accurate to say it's a function of the state of Ohio? I mean, the governor's highly engaged and the whole administration.
Absolutely. And I've always taken pride in that, Joe, as you know, and that is that we have youth that come from every county to be a part of our great state fair. And I just can't say enough. To me, it's highlighting Ohio products. It's highlighting Ohio youth. Ohio agriculture comes in from every corner of our state to be a part of this great state fair. So I know it's all Ohio.
It's your job and your staff's job to run the, I keep wanting to say fairgrounds, I'm sorry, the Ohio Expo Center and the fair, but there's an oversight commission that is involved as well. Tell folks a little bit about what the commission does.
Yes, we're very, very proud of our commissioners. We've got a great rapport with them, and they work with us very well. But it consists of three directors that come from the cabinet of the governor, and that's ODNR director, the Ohio Department of Agriculture director, and also development. And then the rest are appointed by the governor. And usually, well, according to law, we have to have at least three that have 50% of their income coming from agriculture. Then the rest of them can be appointed. But we have business leaders that are on that, agricultural leaders, and then, like I said, cabinet leaders. And we've just got a great great board. We really do.
Well,
very proud of.
I know you're proud of all of Andy Durrell, who is the CEO for the Ohio Chamber of Commerce, for example.
Amen.
He brings that business approach to what's going on. Alicia, another big part of, they're not officially managers and such, but they get a lot done, and that's the youth that are members of the Junior Fair Board.
Oh my goodness, you're right. Our Junior Fair Board is amazing. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of listeners, and myself included, were involved in our county Junior Fair Boards. And the State Junior Fair Board is yet another way for those youth to kind of aspire to that level. And we do a lot of wonderful things with them. They get to go to all the livestock shows, welcome the crowds, present the awards. They get to, of course, be behind the scenes with a lot of the fair things. And this year, we're kind of doing something a little cool that where they're going to wear these special vests and roam around the fair, and they're going to be kind of mobile customer service representatives. So those who remember Shivo, the information clown from many years ago, we're kind of making the Junior Fair Board bring that back and let them come in and answer any questions you might have about the fair.
Alicia Schultz directs the PR and communications for the Ohio Expo Center and Ohio State Fair. Virgil Strickler is the general manager, and we are looking ahead to the Ohio State Fair. It starts this Wednesday, July 26th, runs through August the 6th. And website, Alicia, if folks want to get tickets or just a rundown of all the fair schedules?
Yeah, head right over to ohiostatefair.com.
Virgil, you have made the point several times in just the first few minutes of the show, and I know you do that because it's why you do what you do, and that's bringing agriculture to a large group of Ohioans who may or may not have exposure to it on a daily basis. For the non-farm family, what are they going to see if they get off the midway and get over along the west side of the fairgrounds?
Absolutely, Joe. And again, I thank the Ohio Farm Bureau for helping us with this. But your land and living is where I send a lot of people. I really do. Our city folks, we need to get them through land and living. And thanks to you folks, that's what I'm very proud of when it comes to showing them what agriculture is all about. But when we get them on the west side, I believe that they have the most fun. You start up at the north end and go through the sheep barn, then you come down and go through the horse barn, and then you're into the beef and then the hogs, and then you go on over to the poultry and the rabbit side of it. But I you know, I watch the families, Joe. I talk to the families. They come from Cincinnati. They come from Cleveland. They come from right there in Columbus. And they just can't get over, like, the birthing center and seeing how agriculture works when it comes to being great stewards of livestock and being able to show everyone how the birth is. We have veterinarians that are there. They explain everything. And I think it brings them closer to the farmer, actual farmer. They understand a lot more. And you know as well as I do, we have to get everybody educated about what we're doing out there when it comes to livestock.
And on that educational aspect of it, not only are you reaching out to the public and letting them see how we do things, but, I mean, it's more than just picking a steer, coming to the state fair and seeing how you do. This is education for people that eventually are going to be producing our food. Yeah.
I was at an event yesterday, Joe, where I explained that we put livestock and, of course, agriculture in a spotlight. That's what the Ohio State Fair is. You go to any county fair even, all of the exhibitors and everyone are being highlighted. And when these people come in and see them working with their animals and so forth, we have to really show how good we are with them and how we take care of our livestock and allow them to ask questions of you, you know, the exhibitor. And I'm very proud of our state fair because I think that we get the job done there.
The showcase of that agricultural experience is the final Sunday of the fair, Alicia, and we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Sale of Champions.
You're right, and we couldn't be more excited about it. You know, it's interesting. Recently, I was looking through all of the different records over time, and since 1968, 422 different individuals have been a part of that Sale of Champions. They've been our Grand and Reserve Champions, and this year, if anyone hasn't done it yet, we started a Facebook campaign back in June to try to find all of those individuals because, unfortunately, we don't have addresses for some of the people who were part of those original fairs. And so we want to bring back anyone who has been a part of that original Sale of Champions from 1968 to present. We want to give them two tickets to the fair, have them come and join us at this 50th anniversary celebration. We're doing some different things with the format to really kind of throw it back to the more intimate feel that it had when it was in Cooper Arena. But don't worry, we're keeping it in the Celeste Center where there's air conditioning.
That's one of the key things. I would highly recommend going to Ohio's Country Journal, their website. Matt Reese recently posted just a tremendous piece that recaps the 50 years of the Sale of Champions. Virgil, we've got a minute here. Again, for the non-farmer, what puts an exhibitor and his or her animal in the state fair? Let's just talk about the steers. What makes a good steer that's going to win and end up at the top?
Well, again, in today's agricultural club calf, you go out and find a good breeder and find a good club calf is what I would call them. And what you do is you train, you actually lead, you lead them, you break them to where they can be led, and then you just feed and take care of them. When it comes to getting the steer ready and so forth with the hair, the hooves, and everything, you get everything set up for the actual show for the judge to look at.
And it's hundreds of hours of work for all of these young people. We'll talk more about the Sale of Champions and the Ohio State Fair. We'll be back in just a few moments. Time I got a chance and my wife to see Alabama was at the Great Ohio State Fair. They are back this year and really a great lineup of concerts. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. The Ohio State Fair starts this Wednesday, July 26th, runs through Sunday, August the 6th. right here in Columbus, Ohio. And Alicia Schultz, who handles PR for the fair, is with us, as is her boss, Virgil Strickler, the fair's general manager. Alicia, for those of us who are longtime attendees, what do you got new for us this year?
Yeah, you're right. You know, we always try to change it up and do a few things that are a little different. And a couple of those things are kind of rotating out some of the attractions. So this year we have an educational Wild About Monkeys show. And it's got baboons who have actually been in Hollywood movies. So we have movie stars coming to the Ohio State Fair.
They're giving autographs, are they?
You know, maybe paw prints, right?
Yep.
It's really neat. You know, they've been in Evan Almighty and Rock of Ages. And it's a neat way to see the primates in kind of an educational and fun setting. And we certainly, you know, we may get to see farm animals here in Ohio, but we don't get to see monkeys nearly as often. And we've got the iFlip Aerial Acrobatics Show, and that's actually just north of the Ag and Hort Building, where you lovely folks from the Ohio Farm Bureau are located near the Ferris wheel. And they have some really cool different tricks and acrobatic feats that they do on trampolines and with bungees, and really a kind of fun, thrilling show. Although if you're afraid of heights, try not to hold your breath while you're watching it.
So Virgil, while there's all this kind of fun stuff that Alicia mentioned and the agriculture, there's also an economic development aspect, a couple of them for the state fair. It gives exposure to a lot of our industries to fair visitors, but it helps the Columbus economy as well.
Absolutely, Joe. It really helps the whole state. That's the way I look at it. But economically, we're approximately $77 million is what we would have had an economic impact on. $77 million, and then a total of $379 million over the last 5 years. So that's something to be very proud of. And then again, Joe, like you said earlier, the Ohio Expo Center economic impact, it's, you know, 175 to 180 events a year at our place, and we contribute approximately $478 million to the economy. So yeah, we're very proud of all that.
The biggest one's the Quarter Horse Congress.
Absolutely. Next to our fair. Yeah. Next to our fair.
Mention
that. That's right.
Just tell folks a little bit about Quarter Horse.
Well, again, it's a whole month, October. They bring in people from all over the world with horses and their quarter horses, and they run shows in about every one of our buildings that we have. But they actually lease our whole grounds and all of our buildings, and it's just something to see. Joe, they say that there's approximately around 700,000 people that come to it, around 12,000 to 14,000 head of horses that come in. So it's just so interesting for anyone that wants to learn about the equine business, just come to the All-American Quarter Horse Congress.
Virgil Strickler, General Manager of the Ohio Expo Center and State Fair. Alicia Schultz, its PR and Marketing Director. We heard a little bit from Country Icons Alabama heading into this segment. You've got a great lineup of shows this year, Alicia.
Thanks. Yeah, we're really excited. You know, this year we're going to kick it off with something a little different that we haven't done recently, but we're doing a free show on opening day. We're calling it Hometown Sounds, and we're having McGuffey Lane, Erica Blinn, Colin Gowell, and the League Bowlers. And we're also going to do something new to celebrate Ohio agriculture and another product that's made here, but doing a craft beer festival with Ohio-made craft beers in conjunction with that event. We've got a jazz show on Friday, July 28th, the BWB Jazz Jam with Rick Braun, Kirk Whalum, and Norman Brown. We've got that Thursday, July 27th, Kids Bop Kids, the Best Time Ever Tour. And, you know, that's really popular for families. They sing a lot of popular songs, but the versions you'd want your kids to hear. If there's ever a lyric that's questionable, don't worry, those Kids Bop Kids are not singing it. And as you mentioned, you know, we've got Alabama. We have Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy. He's a comedian doing his 20 years of comedy tour. We've got For King and Country with Zach Williams, their Christian group, on July 31st. We've got a free tribute to the Carpenters on Tuesday, August 1st. Country star Cole Swindell with special guest Jenny Tolman on Tuesday, August 1st. George Thorogood and the Destroyers with 38 Special, for those of you who are bad to the bone, on Wednesday, August 2nd. We've got Rascal Flatts coming back. Been a few years since we've had them at the fair, and I know in the past they've been up at the stadium, So it's something that, you know, everyone will really need to know. You can park up close to the stadium, but you're actually going to go to the Celeste Center this year. And we've got Joe with special guest Ro James and Kevin Ross, and Pentatonix is actually sold out.
So, Virgil, what goes into picking a lineup like this? I mean, you've got to find groups that are attractive. You got to find groups, I assume, that you can afford. It's not just saying, ah, let's just bring X in.
Right. We have 12 days to pick from, too, Joe. So we have to work with all their different managers and try to figure out how they're going to land. So we work with different state fairs like the Indiana State Fair and so forth. So that when they do their road trip, they're going to come from Ohio State Fair right to Indiana, then go on to Iowa, and then go on to Minnesota or wherever, Wisconsin. You know, it takes a lot of work. It really does. And again, we got lucky this year. We feel that we got a lot of great entertainment for the public. So, but it does takes a lot of work.
And Pentatonix sold out. Are tickets left for the other shows?
There are currently tickets left for the other shows, but they're slim pickings for a couple of them, Rascal Flatts and Gabriel Iglesias. So if you're interested in those shows, head over to Ticketmaster right now.
And I'll throw in the disqualifier. When we said they might be available at the time of this recording, we're only a few days out in front of the fair, so do your best to get in there and get in quick. We'll be back to talk more about the great Ohio State Fair right after this.
I come in last night about a 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over, rock it on over. Move over, little dog, a mean old dog.
Yeah, I got my tickets. George Thorogood and the Destroyers 38 Special as the opening act, for Pete's sakes. Just one of the great shows that'll be at this year's Ohio State Fair. Runs July 26th through August the 6th. We were talking about some of the other smaller, not necessarily big attractions, but fun things to do. And Virgil, you had mentioned this briefly a little bit ago, but the Ohio Veterinary Medical Association, I don't know, 8-10 years ago, really ramped up what they do there. And if you want to learn about animals and the care of animals, a great place to visit.
Absolutely. You have the professionals there, Joe, to explain what's going on, especially when we have dairy cattle there that are actually giving birth. And we definitely feel strongly about making sure everyone that's around there is educated on exactly what's happening, how things are handled out there at the farm, and when we have the birthing going on at the farm. But anyway, we have the best when it comes to the veterinarians being there and being able to explain. I remember my first time working there and helping out, and the youth, they just really enjoy that. And they're talking to their mothers and their dads, asking, you know, as things go on. And it's just a great atmosphere right there. And then plus we have the milking the cow there too. And so it's just a great area right there.
And then you can step from there and go over and get some of the produce from that cow. The best, personal opinion, the best ice cream on the fairgrounds is at the Ohio Dairy Products Building. And that is the home of this other little iconic piece of the state fair, Alicia.
Yeah, just a tiny little minor thing called the butter cow. You know, it's amazing. The butter cow and calf have been a tradition at the Ohio State Fair since 1903. And every year, a different mystery sculpture is unveiled, and a team of artists work usually between 400 and 500 hours and use about 2,000 pounds of butter to sculpt these masterpieces.
Now, you always unveil that mystery sculpture the day before the fair.
That's right.
We're only a couple days ahead.
Can you give us anything to work with here? I'm sorry, Joe. I wish I could.
That's all right. I understand. And take the fun out of it.
It's
always a really big deal. And,
it is.
And whoever makes that decision, they always come up with a great item. Virgil, the state fair has been going on since 1850. You are the first to say that the people who support the fair help make it happen. You have an Ohio State Fair Hall of Fame, some people being inducted this year.
Yes, we do. We're very proud of our Hall of Fame, Joe, as you know, and these are people that we really have honored over the years that have really made our fair great. This year, Brett Chance from Hilliard, Ohio, he's our entertainment director and assistant general manager, he's going in. to the hall. Warren Flood's going in from, he's a great livestock exhibitor and supporter over the years and worked with 4-H. Jerry Powell from Urbana, he's been a poultry exhibitor for over 35 years. Jack and Donna Moore, and they were our llama directors. They're going to be inducted. Joe Robertson, who's a past commissioner, he's going to be inducted. And Dominic and Phil Vavona, who will run our Amusements of America, they've been with us for over 25 years.
That's the Ohio State Fair Hall of Fame. The Ohio Agricultural Council each year uses the State Fair as its opportunity to induct people into the Ohio Agricultural Hall of Fame. New display in your new Cardinal building there on the fairgrounds. And I am very proud to announce that one of the folks getting into the state or into the Ohio Agricultural Hall of Fame is sitting right here in the studio. Virgil, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's got to be quite an honor.
Yeah, I get all choked up about it.
Well, I don't blame you. For folks that don't know, the Ohio Agricultural Hall of Fame is as high as it gets in terms of agriculturalists honoring people who've contributed to the industry. And I won't push you to talk about it anymore, but just know we are very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
Alicia, another recognition that's kind of cool at the State Fair is the 50-year club. What's that?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. So if you have ever been to the Ohio State Fair any time before 1967, even if you were a baby, you are basically automatically a member of the 50-year club. And what they do is they have a little get-together every year during the fair. This year it's Monday, July 31st at 8 a.m. And you come, they have a giant step award that they present. They have some social time to kind of reminisce, talk about the history of the fair, how it was 50 years ago to today. And they have different projects that they work on to help improve the grounds in our facility. So over the years, they've planted trees and done a number of wonderful things and have scholarships to honor our youth as well.
So Virgil, I'm going to play a game with you here real quick. Your first fair memory. Now here's mine. I don't remember how old I was, but Mom and Dad took me down to the fairgrounds. We sat on the dirt track and watched the Ruth Lyons 50-50 Club. So that's okay. My first fair memory. How about yours?
My first one was when my family, mother and my father and I came up here in 1969 as the Farm Family of the Year coming up here. And Governor Rhodes took us to our first concert, too, in the dirt, first row, for Johnny Cash when he came out and sang.
You win. I got Bob Braun and Ruth Lyons.
Boy Named Sue. And the whole crowd jumped up behind me, and I thought we were having a cattle stampede behind me. I was so scared.
That is a great memory, and you will have your opportunity to make your State Fair memories starting this Wednesday. We'll be back to talk more about the State Fair right after this.
Soon, so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting cool, yeah. Summer nights, everybody, are you with me? Let that eagle cooler mark your piece of paradise. Summer nights, everybody's feeling sexy. Holler if you're ready.
Rascal Flatts, one of the headline concerts at the Ohio State Fair, July 26th through August 6th. For complete concert and fair information, visit ohiostatefair.com. Virgil, I know you were talking earlier how proud you are of the youth that get involved in the agriculture, livestock, horticulture, floriculture exhibits. Another big youth thing that is iconic to the State Fair, the band and choir. Tell folks a little bit about that.
Yes, Joe, I'm very proud of this. And again, we're one of the only state fairs that have a band and choir of all of our youth that come from all over Ohio. And we have 200 in the choir and 200 in the band. And they're selected through each one of their schools. And they come here and they perform hundreds of times. The high school youth, like I said earlier, are clear across our great state. And I don't know, it just tears me up when I say it, because they're just so full of, you know, being youth, you know, they're just having such a great time. They get to know each other and they take these memories back and tell other people about it. And then we have more youth that want to come. So it's just one of those great things that we have going on.
And to tell you the truth, I guess it's because they are high school age that they can They've got the stamina because you're right. You can't turn around on that fairgrounds any day, any time, and there's the band or a piece of the band, the choir or a subgroup of the choir. They are everywhere.
I found that out, Joe, when the band goes by, I just step a little bit faster. Yeah. You know, I just want to get right with them and enjoy it.
So another big attraction at any fair and at the Ohio State Fair, the rides and amusements. And you made mention of the fact that you do your best to hold the prices down so kids can ride and such. There's some special dates. But tell us a little bit more about that again, Alicia.
Yeah. So we've got more than 60 different rides for all ages. We've got two different areas. So there's the Mountain Dew Midway, which is the bigger, more thrilling, kind of scary big kid rides. And then we got Meyer Kittyland, which is really more for the parents and families. So those are, you know, the carousel, a smaller Ferris wheel, different rides that are, and of course, the giant slide, one of the iconic parts of the Ohio State Fair tradition we've had here since 1969. And speaking of tradition since 1969, that was also the first year that our Sky Glider went up, that goes a half mile across the entire Ohio State Fair in those colorful 98 cars that go across the grounds. But we have a ton of different rides for all ages at the fair. And advanced sale tickets are $20 for that, and wristbands, the ride all day wristbands at the fair are $25.
And another part of what you can do at the State Fair is some shopping. We mentioned this briefly, but there's businesses from all over Ohio. I mean, you can buy some things. I remember when I went down to see Ruth Lyons back in whenever, I came home with a gyroscope. I thought that was the coolest thing in the world, but Mom and Dad picked that up. But a lot of shopping of take-home things, or you know, if you're considering windows for your house or whatever, it's all on display at the fair.
Oh, definitely. All sorts of different products in the Bricker Marketplace building. We have an antiques and collectibles pavilion where you can get vintage posters, records, that kind of thing. We have heritage handmade crafts where there are artisans who are making handmade soaps and candles and wood carvings and all sorts of different things to beautify your home.
And another very interesting part of the fair I found, the Cox Fine Arts Center, Virgil. That's a nice place to go, just kind of chill and relax a little bit from the excitement going on around you.
Right. Again, it's artists that come in from all over Ohio. And Joe, to go in there and just walk around and enjoy. I really enjoy just looking at everybody's paintings and so forth that are in there. And again, it makes you proud to live in Ohio, to see what people are bringing into our great fair.
A little bit ago, Alicia had mentioned that they're going to have a craft brew display along with some of the entertainment. We've had beer on the fairgrounds during the fair now for, what, 4 or 5 years?
About probably? Seven years.
There was a lot of controversy. Yeah. I assume it's worked out. You're still doing it.
Very much so. And plus, I think we're helping Ohio. You know, we're helping Ohio businesses with the wines and also with craft beers. And we look at it that way. We look at what we're going to give is from Ohio, made in Ohio. And we're very proud of that. And, of course, Ohio Proud products are used throughout.
And the food pavilion, too. We want to hit that. Ohio's beef and pork and corn and soy and dairy and lamb. And I know I've forgotten somebody. I'm going to get in trouble here.
All the Ohio products are there. It's really a great place to sit down and enjoy an Ohio meal. And, you know, the nice thing to touch back on the wines, like both of you mentioned, you know, we actually have different winemakers who come in every day there, and they talk about how they grow their grapes and how they harvest their products and make it. And all the food that's served to you in the Taste of Ohio Cafe is served by an Ohio farmer.
Well, I want to thank both of you, Virgil Strickler and Alicia Schultz, for joining us. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. Dave Rule's going to talk about Ohio Farm Bureau's major event that takes place during the State Fair. But don't miss it. Ohio State Fair, July 26th through August 6th. We will see you there. Pentatonix, yet another of the great acts you can see at this year's Ohio State Fair, July 26th through August the 6th. Right now, I want to welcome in Dave Rule, a friend of mine and a co-worker who, among many duties, is responsible for helping Farm Bureau organize its Land and Living exhibit at the Great Ohio State Fair. Dave, welcome to the show. Just to get us started, let listeners know what the Land and Living exhibit's all about.
Well, we have the Ag and Hort building at the Ohio State Fair that we fill up with a lot of educational and fun displays, interactive activities for parents and kids alike, and it's really geared towards telling people in Ohio about the story of agriculture here.
I always tell people the easiest way to find it, it's just east of the giant slide.
You can't miss us, and lots of fun things to do in the building.
So let's walk through what some of the exhibits are going to be. A lot of it's very kid-friendly.
Yes, it's designed to allow kids to have a little fun in there, but also to have their parents along with them and learn a little bit more about agriculture, everything from kiddie tractors that they can ride to combine simulators and tractor simulators that both young people and adults alike enjoy. We have a few animals in the building, usually have baby chicks hatching, bunny rabbits, and we'll have dogs in the building every day this year from different rescue groups.
We've got a lot of partners that are in there with us as well.
Everybody from Nationwide to Bob Evans to Grange, the Soybean Association, corn growers, we've got a lot of good folks in the building and a lot of opportunity for people just to interact and get inside out. It's great to get in there when it's a hot day, the fans are going. Come on in and enjoy a look at Ohio agriculture.
Now, we have a stage set up in there, not something on constantly, but a lot of different exhibits, learning opportunities take place in there.
Absolutely. Typically, three times a day on the stage, we have education programs, entertainment. This year, we have the Columbus Zoo is going to be in there four different times. We have a Dippin' Dots demonstration from Ohio State University where they can learn how to make Dippin' Dots. And we have sheep shearing, pumpkin carving, you name it. There's something for everybody, even a magician on the stage this year.
One of the groups that's in there with us that always gets a lot of attention, the Ohio Christmas Tree Association.
Yes, they are. They bring their award-winning Christmas trees, and you can vote on the best tree that you like, and it's all of the different varieties that are available that are being raised here in Ohio. It's a fun exhibit to walk through, and they even have a tree decorated for Christmas, so it feels a little bit like Christmas in July.
Running this event, while it puts a lot on your plate, a lot of the real lifting gets done by a special group of young people.
Yes, it is, Joe. I think that's really the highlight of the building for me, at least in my work there. We bring in three lead interns. We have one from Oklahoma State University, one from Wilmington, and one from The Ohio State University this year that really do all the planning and preparation. In addition to that, they hire about 25 other young ambassadors that work in the building for those 10 days, and they are there to man the exhibits and share the agriculture story with anybody that's willing to come through and enjoy it a little bit.
Now, I wouldn't blame somebody if they use the state fair as just one way to get a little bit of a respite from the political debate and discussion and discourse that goes on in America, but we do get a lot of public officials that want to come spend some time there at the building.
Typically, we have anywhere from 20 to 30 elected officials, community and city leaders that want to come see it. And we give them tours through the building. We take them through the building. And then we try and take them elsewhere on the fairground so they can learn a little bit more about what's at the fair in addition to a midway. There's a lot of great animal exhibits and shows going on that a lot of people miss.
I mean, that's the ultimate goal, is to get people a little bit more in touch with the people that produce their food and fiber. A lot of that's on the west side of the fairgrounds where the livestock barns are and such, but I think our location almost serves as an extension of that. If you're there for the midway or you're going to the Celeste Center for a concert, you may not make it out to the west edge of the fairgrounds, but we're more smack in the middle of things.
We are right there. We have a lot of people, I'll be honest with you, that come in there just because it's raining, and they come in and they get hooked on it, and they come back. We have a photo booth in there that we've had people that have last 10 or 15 years have come in and got their photo at the fair, and they come back every year, and it's an easy access to the Ohio Department of Natural Resources Park there, which is a great exhibit, or you're just a few steps away from the animal exhibits on the west side of the fairgrounds. So, yeah, we're right in the middle of the action.
Dave Rule, he and I and everybody at Ohio Farm Bureau hopes to see you at the Great Ohio State Fair. It kicks off this Wednesday.
Town Hall Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall, Ohio.